Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara on the Daf Adam and Aleph. The Gemara is coming to reconcile that we find the Pasuk of Bachoresh V'Kotzer Tishbeis that teaches us the Halacha of Tosef HaShviyas, and also we find the Halacha Meshem Sinai. That tells us the heter of Eser Netiyos, the one is allowed to be chirish for a sada that has in it Eser Netiyos till Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. And from there one can learn out that if one needs Halacha Meshem Sinai to tell us the heter, the one is allowed to be chirish till Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, that for everything else that is not included in the heter of Eser Netiyos is aser even before Shviyas. So again, one has a pasuk of a charsh of a kasa tishris that teaches us halacha of teisef shvius, and one has halacha meishim sinai that also teaches us halacha of teisef shvius. And the Gemara is coming to explain why we need both the pasuk and the halacha. The Gemara says as follows: Alehuchasa l'Rabbi Yishmael. The halacha is coming to teach us halacha of teisef shvius according to Rabbi Yishmael, and kroi l'Rabbi Akiva. In other words, there is a machlokes tanoim what the makor of teisef shvius is from. Is it from Halacha Meshem Sinai, or is it from the pasuk of a charish v'kotzer tishbeis? And as Rashi explains, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that does not have the pasuk of a charish v'kotzer tishbeis to teach us the halacha of teisef shvius, because he explains the pasuk that the pasuk is coming to tell us a hetzer, that one is allowed to be kotzer for the omer even on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the makor of teisef shvius is from Halacha Meshem Sinai and not from the pasuk of a charish v'kotzer tishbeis. On the other hand, like Rabbi Akiva, that explains the pasuk of a charish v'kotzer tishbeis, that the pasuk is referring to shvius. Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk to teach us teisef shvius, and he does not have Halacha Meshem Sinai. The Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph asks the following kasha: how can our Gemara say that like Rabbi Akiva, there is no Halacha Meshem Sinai and the makor of teisef shvius is based on the pasuk of a charish v'kotzer tishbeis? If so, how does Rabbi Akiva know that there is a heter to be chayresh for eser netiyas till Rosh Hashanah? And we find in the Mishnah in Shviyas in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Ches, that Rabbi Akiva also agrees that there is a heter to be chayresh for a sada that has in it eser netiyas till Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShemitah. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no such halacha Meshem Sinai, and therefore he has no makar to yimater the charisha ad Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShemitah. That is the kasha of the Turi Evin. To answer this kasha, we find by Moshe Negros Moshe Yerodei Chilkim Osamun Koflamed that says the following teretz: that according to Rekiva, that learns out the makar of Tosef HaShviyas from the pasuk of Acharish V'Kasa Tishbeis, one does not need a makar to yimater to be chayresh for Eser Netiyas Tov Rosh Hashanah. As Ramosha explains, the pasuk of Acharish V'Kasa Tishbeis teaches us that one is not allowed to be chayresh or charisha to mehan yo shvius, that helps for shvius. In other words, the iser that is learned out from Acharish V'Kasa Tishbeis is teaching us that one is not allowed to do something before shvius that will have repercussions for shvius. And therefore, the only things that are included in the iser of Acharish V'Kasa Tishbeis are only melachas that are being done for the purpose of helping the karka during Shnas HaShemitah. On the other hand, by Eser Netiyos, that the charisha is being done to help the Eser Netiyos b'shnas hashishas, therefore they are not included in the iser v'charish v'katzer tishbeis, because again, the iser v'charish v'katzer tishbeis is only referring to melachas that are done for the purpose of helping the karka during shnas hashmitzah. By Eser Netiyos, charisha is being done to help the netiyos now b'shnas hashishas, and therefore they are not included in the iser. Only according to Rabbi Shmuel, that learns out the makor of teisef shvius from halacha, do we need a hilchasa to tell me that there is a heter to be chirish for a sada of Eser Netiyos? Because that we learn out teisef from halacha Meshem Sinai is not the same yisoid as the iser teisef that Rabbi Akiva learns out from the pasuk of Acharish V'Kotzer Tishbeis, but rather that the word of teisef from halacha Meshem Sinai teaches us that there is halacha of teisef shvius, which means that we extend shvius to 30 days before shvius, and we look at the 30 days before shvius as if they are an extension of shvius itself, and therefore one is asur to do things even if what he's doing is not being mehani or shvius. Still, Since we look at these 30 days as if they are an extension of Shvi'as, they are included in the Isser Shvi'as. And for that reason, we need a special halacha to tell me that Esser Netiyas, that there is a heter to be Chirish for a Sadev as Netiyas to Rosh Hashanah. Because even though the Chirish is being done with Tzoyach the Esser Netiyas of Shnas HaShishas, still, since these 30 days are considered as if they are Shvi'as, one would not even be allowed to do a Chirisha for the purpose of Esser Netiyas. And for that reason, one needs a special halacha on Mishnah Sinai to teach us that there is a heter to be chayesh for Esser Netiyas to Rosh Hashanah. That is a teretz of Rav Moshe. Now, if one looks carefully at Rashi in Sukkah Daf Amud Aleph Min Aleph, and so to Rashi in Yevamos Pei Gimel Min Aleph, one sees in Rashi that Rashi understands that even according to Rav Akiva, one has a halacha on Mishnah Sinai that is matter Esser Netiyas. And even Rav Akiva agrees to the halacha on Mishnah Sinai that there is a heter to be chayesh for a sadev es netiyas to Rosh Hashanah. The obvious kashan Rashi is that l'chira from our Gemara one clearly sees that only Rabbi Shmuel has the halacha Mishnah Sinai. According to Akiva, Darshan v'charash v'katzah tishveis, one does not have the halacha Mishnah Sinai, as the Gemara asks, if one has a hilchasa, kralamuli. Once we have a halacha Mishnah Sinai to teach us the halacha of Tesef HaShvi'as, one does not need a pasuk. So how can Rashi say that even according to Rabbi Akiva one has halacha Mishnah Sinai? To answer this kasha, one has to say, as we find in Tesis Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesamad Aleph, that the Gemara says that Hilchasa Rabbi Shmuel Kroi Rabbi Akiva is only according to the Havamina of the Gemara. According to the Gemara's Maskana, that halacha Mishnah Sinai was only said Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim, then one can say that the halacha Mishnah Sinai is referring to Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. The pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis is referring to Bizman She'im Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Even Bizman She'im Beis Hamikdash Kayim, there is a chiyuv Tesef HaShvi'as Menatira based on the pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis. According to Rashi and Tesis, it comes out that even according to Rekiva, one has halacha Mishnah Sinai. And therefore one can say that the heter that was in Schadesh Nalacha on Mishnah Sinai, that there is a heter to be chayesh for a sadev es netiyas, applies both Bizman She'im Hamikdash Kayim and even Bizman She'im Hamikdash Kayim. That we say, that Halacha on Mishnah Sinai was only Nemer Bizman She'im Hamikdash Kayim, is referring to the Isser that is learnt out from the Halacha on Mishnah Sinai. That we learn out from the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, a chiv of Tesef HaShvi'as, that chiv of Tesef HaShvi'as that is learned out from the Halacha Mishnah Sinai is referring to Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, the Makar of Tesef HaShvi'as, is from the Pasuk of Bacharish Vakatzer Tishbeis. The obvious kasha on Tesef is, as we find in the Aruch HaNer, that who needs the Halacha Mishnah Sinai to tell us a chiv of Tesef HaShvi'as, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim, what happened to the pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis? Why can't the pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis tell us Bizman She'im Hamikdash Kayim? The pasuk is not only referring to Bizman She'im Hamikdash Kayim. To answer this kasha, one has to say, as we said before in the name of Moshe, that there is a fundamental difference between the Din Tesefes that is learnt out from the Halacha Moshe Sinai and the Din Tesefes that is learnt out from the pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis. As far as Halacha Mishnah Sinai is concerned, the Din Tesefes that is learnt out is Halacha of Tesefes Shvi'as, that we extend Shvi'as to 30 days before Shvi'as. And the 30-day period before Shvi'as is considered an extension of Shvi'as. On the other hand, the Pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis is teaching us that one is not allowed to do something before Shvi'as with the intent of helping at the Karka during Shnas HaShvi'as. That is the Isser that is learned out in the Pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis. It is not learned out a din that we extend Shvi'as to 30 days before Shvi'as. And therefore, there are tremendous nafkaminas between the Din Tesef HaShvi'as that is learned out from the Halacha Mishnah Sinai and the Din Tesef HaShvi'as that is learned out from the Pasuk of Bacharash V'Katzar Tishbeis. For example, what happens if one does something during Tesef HaShvi'as that is not being done with the intent to help out Shvi'as? For example, Netziah. Is one allowed to plant during that 30-day period or not? So again, based on the Halacha Mishnah Sinai that teaches us the din of Tesef HaShvi'as, we extend Shvi'as, one would not be allowed to be neteya to plant during that 30-day period. On the other hand, based on the pasuk of Achar Shavakatzar Tishbeis that teaches us a charisha de mahanyo shvius, a charisha that's helping for shvius, a netiya which is not helping for shvius would be allowed to be done during the 30-day period before shvius. And therefore, the halacha that was said bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim is mechadesh a whole new din that we wouldn't know from the halacha of Achar Shavakatzar Tishbeis. It is being mechadesh to us a din that we extend shvius to include the 30-day period before shvius, and for that reason, one would not even be allowed to be neteya during the 30-day period before shvius. On the other hand, after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, then now the whole din of Tesef HaShvias is only on tap from Achar Shavakatzar Tishbeis, one would be allowed to be Neteya during the 30-day period before Shvias. Now getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yechanan Omer Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinai, Midereisa Bataluhu. They were vatal the din of Tesef HaShvias based on a drasha and a pasuk. As the Gemara explains, Gomar Shabbos Shabbos Mishabbos Bereishis. They weren't at Xerus Shava. Shabbos Shabbos Mishabbos Bereishis. Malo Holon, just like by Shabbos Bereishis, Hi Asura Lefonel Achre Mutarin. Afkan, so too by Shvias, Hi Asura Lefonel Achre Mutarin. There is no Isser before or after Shvias. Tosfos asks the following kasha. How can the Gemara say, Malo Holon Mishabbos Bereishis, Hi Asura Lefonel Achre Mutarin? We went out that there is a chiyuv to Yomosef on Shabbos, both at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. So again, how can Gemara say by every Shabbos that he has surah for now chayim utarin? Here there is a chiyuv of Tosef Shabbos for every Shabbos. That is Tosef's kasha. From our Gemara, we find that the Goyin explains is the Makar of the Rambam. As the Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mehucha Shvisas Asar Lachavav explains, that the Rambam Shita is the Ein Tesefes Tvarteria Ela Beinoi. Only by Yom Kippur is there a Chiyuv Menateria to Yomosef Mechol Al Kodesh. But by every Shabbos and Yontif, there is no Chiyuv Menateria to Yomosef Mechol Al Kodesh. And for that reason, our Gemara can say of Honel Achre Mutarin, based on the fact that our Gemara understands that there is no chiyuv minatera to Yomosef Mechol Al Kodesh by Shabbos VeYontif. That is how the Goyin explains the Shita of the Rambam. On the other hand, we find in the Tosef Rosh B'Shem Araivid that it answers Tosef's Kasha as follows. That our Gemara says, Malahon hi asuro fana'al chayam mutarin, means to say that before Shabbos and after Shabbos there is no Isser Melacha whatsoever. That we went out of the Gemara and Yuma, that there is a chiyuv to Yomosef, bein bechnisasa bein mitziasa, is only as the Ravid says misafik. Since one can't do melacha on Shabbos, one is mechuyev to Yomosef a little bit before and a little bit after, because since he does not know exactly when Shabbos begins, he is mechuyev to Yomosef before and after to make sure that he is not doing melacha on Shabbos itself. But there is no iser mitam vaday lefonel acharei. That one has to stop doing melacha lefonel u'acharei is only because he is not sure when the exact moment of Shabbos begins. And to make sure that he's not doing melacha on Shabbos itself, he's mechuyev to stop a little bit before and a little bit after. And so it's we find in Medrash Rabbah Bereishis Parashiyot Simantes that the Medrash says as follows, Amar B'Shem Ben Yechai Baser V'dam, a person, She'eino Yedea Le'itav V'yogav V'yishaisav, he does not know the exact moment of when Shabbos begins, he is mechuyev to Yomosef Mechol Al Kodesh. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shidei Regal Ve'itav Shai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact second when Shabbos begins. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be nechnas ve'kechut asayr. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to Yomosef Mechol Al Kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do melacha up to the exact moment of Shabbos. Because again, as Ravid explains, that one is mechuyev to Yomosef Mechol Al Kodesh is only in order to make sure that he is not doing melacha on Shabbos itself. In our Tesis, on the other hand, from that the Tesis asks Akasha, how can our Gemara say Malahol and Yasura of Na'achem Mutar and what happened to the Chiv of Tesef HaShabbos? One sees that Tesis understands that the Din Tesef HaShabbos is not, as the Ravid explains, Mitam Safik, but rather Tesis understands that there is a Chiv of Mitam Vadai to extend Shabbos before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And for that reason, Tesis asks, How can our Gemara say Ofanal Chre Mutarin? What happened to the Chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos? Tosefes answers the Kasha by saying as follows: Iko Meimar Hu Porta Like a Choshev. Really, there is a Chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos, but that small amount of time our Gemara is not counting. Even though we have a Al Kosho, it's only a short amount of time. And therefore, Tosefes goes on to say that even as far as Shvius is concerned, when Gamliel is Maida, the one is Mechuyev to Mosef, Tosefes, Shvius, both before Shvius and after Shvius. Because as far as that small amount of time is concerned, one does not have a Makar from Shabbos to teach us that there is no Chiyuv of Tosefes Porza. And therefore, even as far as Shvius is concerned, there is a Chiyuv to Mosef, a small amount of time both before Shvius and after Shvius. The obvious kasha is, as we find in the Mitzvah Eisan, is that why is it necessary for us to have a Chiyuv Tosefes Shvius a little bit before Shvius, if anyways one can't do Melacha based on the Halacha of Tosefes Yontif, since one is Mechuyev to Mosef on Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShvius a little bit before Rosh Hashanah, and for that reason one cannot do Melacha a little bit before Rosh Hashanah based on the Halacha of Tosefes Yontif. So therefore, anyways, he is not doing melacha. So why is it necessary for us to have halacha of Tosefes Shvius if anyways he is not doing melacha based on the halacha of Tosefes Yontif? So Mitzvah Eisan answers the kasha based on that we find in Tosefes Vayter and Afri Gimel and Aleph. That Tosefes has the following yesod. That we find a halacha of melaches machsheves both by Yontif and by Shabbos, that only a melacha that is considered a melaches machsheves is aser on Shabbos and Yontif, is only applicable to Shabbos and Yontif. As far as Shvius is concerned, there is no halacha of melaches machsheves. And for that reason, one is mechayev on Shvius, even if the melacha that he's doing is considered a mekalkel, even if the melacha that he's doing is not considered a mesaken, since on Shvius one does not need melaches machsheves, for that reason, even a melacha that is considered a mekalkel is also b'Shvius. And therefore the Mitzvah Eisan says that there is a nafkamina between Tosefes Rosh Hashanah and Tosefes Shvius. Because again, as far as Tosefes Rosh Hashanah is concerned, one is only not allowed to do a melacha which is considered a melaches machsheves, and therefore, for example, mekalkel, which is not included in melaches machsheves, one would be allowed to do on Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, based on the melacha of Tosefes Shvius, one is not even allowed to do a melacha that is considered a mekalkel, because as far as Shvius is concerned, there is no halacha of melaches machsheves. That is the teretz of the Mitzvah Eisan. L'chaira, one can answer the Mitzvah Eisan's kasha differently, based on a yisai that we find in the Menches Chinuch Mitzvah Kofi Beis. The Menches Chinuch says the following chiddush: that on Shvius, one is mechuyev to make sure that no melacha takes place in his karka whatsoever. One is mechuyev al shvisa sadeu. And is mechuyev to make sure that his karka is shoyves on shmita. And therefore the Menaches Chinuch goes on to say that the iser of amira la'akum, the iser of telling a guy to do melacha on one's karka on shvius, is aser min atzira. As far as Shabbos and Yontif is concerned, the iser of amira la'akum, to tell an akum to do melacha for you, is only in the iser drabanan. On the other hand, on shvius, the one is mechuyev to make sure that his karka rests during shnas shmita. For that reason, the Isser of Amira La'akum on Shvius is an Isser Dereisa. And therefore one can say that there is a tremendous nafkamina between Tosefes Rosh Hashanah and Tosefes Shvius. If all we would have is Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, min HaTorah one will be allowed to go until a goy to do melacha in one's karka at the time of Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, now that there is a second halacha of Tosefes Shvius as well, based on the halacha of Tosefes Shvius, one is not allowed to go tell a goy to do melacha in one tzadah during that period of time Tosefes Shvius, because again, on Shvius itself, one is mechuyev to make sure his karka is shayves, and for that reason, the iser of amir la'akam on Shvius is an iser deraisa, and therefore one would not be allowed to tell a goy to do melacha for him at the time of Tosefes Shvius. But this is only if one assumes that the side of the Menaches Chinuch applies even during the period of time of Tosefes Shvius. On the other hand, we find in the Mikdash David Simon and Tess that explains that even according to the Menaches Chinuch, that there is a halacha of shvisas karka, the one is mechuyev to make sure his karka is shavis during shvias, that only applies to shvias itself, not to teisefes shvias. And therefore, according to the Mikdash David, there is no iser of amiro la'akum and atira during the period of time of teisefes shvias. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara refers back to the Mishnah. The one is not allowed to mashke beis hashvachim lemimei hakishamim umimei hakilein. The Gemara explains that the one cannot be mashke umimei hakilein is based on that there is tercha yisera involved by being mashke mimei hakilein. From our Mishnah we see that even as far as davar avid is concerned, even though there is a heter davar avid and chol maid, but davar avid does not allow one to do tercha yisera. In the Ritva and Dafi base, we find the following kasha. That we find in Machlokes Tanoim, if one is allowed to be Tereach a Tercha Meruba B'makom Hefsid, Rabbi Yisi holds that there is a heter to be Tereach even a Tercha Meruba B'makom Hefsid, as far as Davar Avid is concerned. On the other hand, the Peter argues, and Peter says that there is no heter to be Tereach a Tercha Meruba B'makom Hefsid. The Gemara in Dafi base brings down V'omer Reveisef Halacha Kerbesi, Le'pasma Kerbesi, that there is a heter to be tereach even a tercha meruba b'makom hefsid. Ritva asks, if so, it comes out that our Mishnah is shaloy aliba dehochasa, because in our Mishnah one sees that there is no heter to be tereach a tercha meruba b'makom hefsid. On the other hand, Lokabesi, there is a heter even to be tereach a tercha meruba b'makom hefsid. To answer the Ritva's kash, we find the Machlokes HaRishonim. The Ritva himself answers as follows, that there is a difference between a hefsid Vadai and a hefsid suffik. If one will surely have a loss, then one is even allowed to be tereach a tercha meruba to save himself from a vadai hefsid. On the other hand, if the hefsid is only a suffik hefsid, for example, by anything that is mechubal karka, any time one does melacha to something that is mechubal karka, he's not saving himself from a vadai hefsid, because again, who said he would anyways have ever have gotten to use those payers? And therefore, since the hefsid is not a hefsid vaday, therefore there is no heter to be tereach a tercha meruba, like as we see in our Mishnah, that there is no heter to yimashka beis hashvacha mimei hakilein. That is a teret of the Ritva. The Nemukiyesef on the other Mishnah Meraived answers as follows, that we find in our Mishnah that there is an iser to be tereach a tercha meruba is based on the fact that by every davar avid one has to take into account the tercha relative to the hefsid that one will have. And therefore, Chachamim said, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, Chazal again measure the tercha relative to the hefsid. And Chazal said that as far as the hefsid beis hashvachim is concerned, we do not allow one to be terech such a big tercha as being mashke from a kilein. On the other hand, as far as the Mishnah on Dafi Beis is concerned, Rabbi Yisi himself is matter a tercha meruba, because again, in the Mishnah Dafi Beis, since the hefsid is such a big hefsid, there is even a heter to be tereach a tercha meruba. The Raiva brings a following raya from our Gemara to his Yisoid. Our Gemara says one has an aruga, that chetzio namach chetzio gavaya, part of it is low down, and part of it is higher up, while yidloi mokum namach viashka mokum gavaya, one is not allowed to draw water from the lower part to yimashka the higher part. The Ravid explains that even though the tercha involved in being deiloy makom namach to yimashka makom gavaya is a very small amount of tercha, still it is asur to be deiloy makom namach to yimashka makom gavaya based on the fact that one has to look at the tercha relative to the hefsid. And since the hefsid that is involved by an aruga achas, that anyways part of the aruga has water, and therefore the hefsid that is involved is a very small amount of hefsid, therefore we are not even allowed to do a tercha zutza to save one from such a small hefsid. The Ritva, on the other hand, does not differentiate between a hefsid meruba and hefsid zutza. The Ritva understands by every hefsid there is a heter to be tereach as long as a tercha is not a tercha meruba. Only as far as the Mishnah Dafi Beis is concerned, that the hefsid is a hefsid vaday, do we allow one to be tereach a tercha meruba. According to the Ritva, one has to explain our Gemara. How can our Gemara say that if one has neruga achas, chetz namach chetz gavaya, one is not allowed to be deilu makom namach, viashka makom gavaya, l'chir the tercha that is involved is only tercha zutza? And since the tircha that is involved is only a tircha zuta, one should be able to be digla makom namach v'yashka makom gavaya. And again, one cannot answer the ritva like the Mukhi Yosef, that by every tircha we have to take into account the tircha relative to the hafsid. Because according to the ritva, there is no such yisaid. The ritva holds that we do not look at the tircha relative to the hafsid, but on the other hand, we say that any tircha zuta is mutter b'makom hafsid. The Ritva answers our Gemara as follows. That really one would be allowed to be Deila Makom Namach V'yashka Makom Gavaya based on the fact that the Tircha that is involved is a Tircha Zuta. That we said L'yidla Makom Namach V'yashka Makom Gavaya is based on a way plug. Since usually when one draws water, there is a Tircha Merubah involved. For example, if he's drawing water for a large Sada, and therefore, Chazal said, Midin Lay Plug, that one is not allowed to draw water, even for one aruga, that all that is involved is a tercha zutza. That is how the Ritva learns our Gemara. Now, getting back to our Gemara, that we see in our Gemara that there is an Isser to be terech, a tercha meruba, even b'mokam hafsed, one has to understand what is a tercha meruba that is involved by Mekilein. To explain our Gemara, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. The Ritva, the Meiri, and so too we find in the Kesem Mishnah, Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, explain our Gemara that the Tircha Meruba that is involved is referring to being Dela, is referring to drawing water with a Keli. And they explain, Mekilein, Mekilein is referring to water that is drawn with a Keli, and the Tircha Meruba is based on the fact that he is drawing water with a Keli. And that the Gemara asks, Megishama Mai Tircha Ika. And so too, as we find in the Gemara, that there is a heter to be mashka mimeimayon is based on the fact that he is not being doila the mayim, but rather all he's doing is diverting the water onto the sada, diverting the water to mashka the sada, but he's not actually drawing the water. Even from a mayim, one is not allowed to be doila mayim, because the actual dlius mayim, the actual drawing of water, is considered a tercha meruba. That is the shita of the Ritva, Meiri, and so too one finds in the Kesa Mishnah. Rashi, b'di Ramascha megesham nami asu de mekiwan, and so too we find in Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, b'di Ramascha de habadoli davla, argues on the previous Rishenim. And Rashi understands that the tercha meruba that is involved in mekiwan is not the drawing of the water. The tercha meruba that is involved is because mekilein is mayim amukim. Water is very deep down. And therefore the tercha meruba that is involved is because it has to be deila from water that is very deep. That is a tercha meruba that our Gemara is referring to. And therefore, according to Rashi, the difference between mekilein and megeshamim is a difference as far as how deep the water is. Mekilein, the water is very deep, and therefore there is tercha meruba involved, and the other in megeshamim, that the water is not deep, there is no tercha meruba involved. And for that reason, the Gemara asks, O mege shamem mai tercha ika. Like the Shita of Rashi, we see in Tesis on Avtaon on the base as well. Tesis explains that the tercha meruba that is involved is based on the fact that he is drawing water mimakom amak, from a very deep place. But there is no tercha involved in the fact that he is just drawing the water. And for this reason, Rashi, when the Gemara says, Oyadei makom namach v'yashka makom gavaya, Rashi explains that that the one should not be digla makom namach v'yashka makom gavaya, the tircha meruba that is involved is based on the fact that he is taking a makom namach makom gavaya. But the actual dlius mayim is not considered a tircha, because again, like Rashi, the drawing of the water is not considered a tircha. That is a shita of Rashi. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu rabbanon hapseikais, one is not allowed to mashke from them, but if there was an amas hamayim that was passing between them, then one is allowed to mashke mehen b'chilei shomayid. To explain that, that our Gemara says m'hois amas hamayim averes b'neim, we find machlekes harishenim. The Tesirosh B'Shem Arayvid explains Amas HaMayim Averes B'Neim means that the Amas HaMayim is actually passing between the Pseikos V'Abreiches. Only then is a mutter to mashke from the Pseikos V'Abreiches. If let's say one would have an Amas HaMayim going through his field, will not be actually passing through the Pesekes Vabreches, then one would not be allowed to Mashke Mehen Bechilo Shomayit. That is the sheets of the Ravid. The Ritva on the other hand argues, and the Ritva says Beinehen is Lav Dafka, that the Amasayim is actually passing in between the Pesekes Vabreches, but rather Beinehen refers to the Sada. As long as the Amas HaMayim is passing through the Sada, that is considered as if the Amas HaMayim is passing between them, and one is allowed to Mashke Mehen Bechilo Shomayit. That is the sheet of the Ritva. Now, to explain that, the Rabbi understands that one needs that the Amas HaMayim should actually be over between the Pesekes Vabreches, and only then is one allowed to Mashke Mehen Bechilo Shomayit. We find two Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin explains as follows, that in order to be able to mashke from the Pesekes Vabreches, one needs that the Pesekes Vabreches should constantly have water. If there's ever a time that the Pesekes Vabreches will not have water, then one is not allowed to mashke from the Pesekes Vabreches, like we find in the Gemara before, that the only heter to mashke from the Horas HaMoshchem Mayim and Agamim is only based on that agamim debavo kamaya doi paski dami. Any time there is a possibility that the mayim will be pasek, and there won't be continuous mayim in the agamim, then one is now a timashka based on the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah of loy mimea geshamim, and therefore so too a psekes arbeches. That one is allowed to mashkem seikes habeches is only if there will never be paski, which is only if the Amas HaMayim is actually oiveres beinehem, actually passes among the pseikes habeches themselves. That is how the Beis Yosef explains the shita of the Ravid. The Chazanish, in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph of Katan Tes, explains the Ravid as follows. Based on that we find in the Gemara before, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan explains that the one is not allowed to mashke megeshamim is based on exeira megeshamim. We are gezer megeshamim, atu mekilin. The Chazanish goes on to say that even like Ravashi, who argues in Rabbi Yochanan, and holds we are not gezer megeshamim atu mekilin, and the only reason why megeshamim are aser is because megeshamim themselves come to be mekilin, is only if it looks like a mayan, as the Chazanish explains. Only if it's be'inyan miyuchad k'may nahores ha'meshchem na'agamim b'lei paski b'shumpam v'nirin k'may yonis. Only then does Ravashi say that we are not gezer megeshamim atu mekilin. Because again, megeshamim themselves look like me'mayonis. On the other hand, if one would have a psekes ubreches, even if they happen to be in a situation that they are not paski, for example, if the psekes and breches are very big and the sada is very small, still, it will be aser, because again, over there, Ravashi agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, we are gezer megeshamim atu mekilin. Based on the fact that one might mistake megeshamim for mekilin. And for that reason, the Chazanish says that one needs that the Amas HaMayim should be averes by name in order for us to consider these breches and sekeis as if they themselves are considered a mayan. Because only if it is considered as if he's being mashka from a mayon, is there a heter to be mashka from megeshamim. That is how the Chazanish explains the sheet of the Ravid. The Teisa Rosh, Ocher takes the Ravid a step further. The Teisa Rosh explains that the actual water that is inside the breches and psekes actually came from the Amas HaMayim. In other words, the mayim inside the breches and psekes is not megeshamim, is actually meimayon. And that is the reason why one is allowed to mashke from the breches and psekes, based on the fact that we consider as if he's being mashke from a mayan, because the water inside the breches and psekes are themselves mayan from a mayan. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Madlun Leirakes Klei Wa'ichon. V'mishvil Yafes and Aser. One is allowed to madle for Yirakes if the purpose of his being madle Leirakes is in order to eat the Yirakes. In our Gemara, we find the Machlekes, if that it says Madlin is referring to the actual drawing of water to Mashka the Yirakas, or as the Pshat is Rabba Tosfah explains, the Madlin with Yirakas does not mean the drawing of water. What it means is taking out one Yerek to make room for the Yirakas that are growing around that Yerek. The Ritva explains that the basis of this machlokes is based on that we say that there is a heter to do malacha l'tzorech hamayid. That the one can do malacha l'tzorech echon nefesh on a chol hamayid is that even if the malacha involves terech meruba, or do we say that one is only allowed to be tereach terech hazutza? If one explains madlin, then madlin means the actual drawing of the water, one sees, that one is even allowed to do terech meruba l'tzorech echon nefesh. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Tosfah, one is only allowed to do terech hazutza l'tzorech echon nefesh. The Ritva goes a step further, and the Ritva says that if one would actually be planning on eating the Yerukas that he's being madla for, according to everyone, that is mutter based on the heter v'tzorech echon nefesh. The machlokes between Ravina and Rabbi Tosfah is only if one is being madla for Yerukas that he's not planning on eating himself, but rather he's planning on selling. Those Yerukas that he's not planning on eating himself, there is a machlekes between Ravina and Rabbi Tosfah, is one even allowed to be tereach terech meruba for the Yerukas that he's planning on selling or not? But again, like the Ritva comes out, and so too the Ramban says, if from our Gemara one sees that there is a heter to be tereach a terech meruba l'tzorech eichal nefesh and chol moed. The Ramban, in Teres Abayis Ha'aruch, in Amud Kof Chav Talad, goes a step further. The Ramban says that we say that l'tzorech eichal nefesh, one is allowed to be tereach a terech meruba, is not only referring to tzeruch echon nefesh. Any tzeruch, yantif, we are matter, kol tercha, we are matter, any tercha, even a tercha meruba. The Rabban asks, if so, from our Gemara, l'chayo one sees not like the Ravid. The Ravid shita is, one is not allowed to dig kvaris on chol hamayid with tzeruch hamayid, based on the fact that chafiras kvaris involves tercha meruba. The Rabban asks, where do we find that as far as Terech Yontif is concerned, we differentiate between Terech Meruba and Terech Hashein Meruba? As Ramban proves from our Gemara, the one is even allowed to madla, which is considered a Terech Meruba, with Terech Eichel Nefesh. That is the kasha of the Ramban on the Ravid. To answer the Ravid, one can say as follows. As we said before, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the other Rishonim as far as a Terech Meruba that is involved by Mekilin. The Ritva and Meiri understand that the actual fact that he is drawing the water is considered a terech meruba. Rashi, on the other hand, argues and understands that the drawing of water is not considered a terech meruba. Only by Mekilin, that he is drawing the water from Mokam Amok, he is drawing the water from very deep down, do we say that the drawing of water involves terech meruba. According to Rashi, one can answer the Ravid very simply, and say that we see in our Gemara, that there is a heter to madle l'yirokes, to draw water for yirokes, is not referring to being madle from a kilin, which is considered a terech meruba, but rather we are referring to drawing water from water that is not deep down. And such a dliya, such a drawing water, does not involve a terech meruba. And only that is mutter l'tzorech eichel nefesh. The Ramban brings another ayah now like the Ravid. The Ramban brings down the Gemara and Afi Beis and Beis. Im ein way mayecha, if someone does not have what to eat, he's even allowed to be kaitzer, ma'amer, v'dash, v'zoyra, u'bayra, v'teichen. In other words, one sees that if one needs food for Yontif, he's even allowed to be terech eterech meruba. He's even allowed to be kaitzer, ma'amer, v'dash, v'zoyra, u'bayra, v'teichen. So again, the Ramban says, from here one sees that there is a heta v'tzorech hamoyit to be terech eterech meruba. To answer the Ravid, one can say as follows. Just as we see in the Ravid, as far as the heter davavid is concerned, we always have to take into account the tercha relative to the hefse that is involved, so too one can say as far as the heter of tzorech eichon nefesh. That one is allowed to do malacha and be tereach with tzorech eichon nefesh is dependent upon how much of a tzorech hamoed is involved. The more the tzorech hamoed is, the more one is allowed to be tereach. And therefore, as far as the Gemara, Meinu Mayechal, the Ravid can explain the Gemara that we are talking about someone who actually has nothing to eat. And therefore, the Terech HaMoyed goes so far as to matter even a Terech HaMeruba. On the other hand, in our Gemara, that the Terech HaMoyed that we are dealing with is not such a big Terech. Therefore, what we are matter is not such a big tercha. We are not matter to be tereach a tercha meruba, because again, the amount of tercha that we are matter is relative to the amount of tzirach that is involved. That is how one can answer the shita of the Ravid. Now, as far as the heter, the one is allowed to do malacha l'tzerech hamayid, the one is allowed to do malacha l'tzerech eichon nefesh, we find a tremendous chiddush in Rebbe Kiveger. Rebbe Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tov Kof Amud Zayin says the following yesod: that one is allowed to be doila davla, one is allowed to draw water to yimashka beis hashvachim, even mimei akilin, even though there is tercha meruba involved, which is aser even by beis hashvachim, if what he's being mashke are yirakas that are ru'uyim la'achila. And even if he's not planning on eating those yirakas, since he could possibly eat those yirakas, there's a rule called hoyo. Like we say by Yontif itself, that even if one is cooking or doing malacha shaloi l'tzerech eichon nefesh, but if the malacha that he is doing could possibly be used for eichon nefesh, he's allowed to do that malacha to save himself from a hefsid, as we find in Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Vav. So too, Rebbe Kiveger says, as far as the Heter and Chol Moed is concerned, we will also say Hoyo. And in place of Hefsid, for example, by Beis HaShvachim, one can rely on Hoyo, that even if the Malacha that he is doing is not actually Yotzerech Eichon Nefesh, because again, he is not actually planning on eating those Yerakas, as long as he could passively eat those Yerakas, one has a Heter of Hoyo B'Mokim Pseida. And therefore, one will be allowed to be deyodava to draw water from a mekilin in order to yimashka beis hashvachim to water yirakas that he could possibly eat. That is the chiddush of Rebbe Kiveger. In the Ritva, that explains madlin liyirakas is referring to beis hashvachim. And still, the Ritva goes and says that the heter of madlin liyirakas is only for yirakas that he's actually planning on selling to be used on yontif. L'chayr, once he's not like Rebbe Kiveger. L'chayr from the Ritva one sees that there is no heter of hoyo. And we do not say that B'makom Pseida one should be allowed to mashke yirakas that are roi to be eaten. But rather we say that there is only a heter to mashke yirakas that he is actually planning on eating. Or as Ritva says, even if he's planning to sell them to be eaten on Yontif. But stam to mashke yirakas that he has no plan at all to use these yirakas for Yontif, there is no heter to mashke based on hoyo. And so to L'chayr one sees in the Teisir Rosh on the Avdalad Amabes B'Shem Arayvid. Now to explain that the Ritva understands, we do not say Hayo, we do not say that since it could possibly be Royal Achila, therefore there is a Heter to Mulacha Mokam Seyde based on that, that what he's doing could possibly be used with Tzerech Echon Nefesh. Even though by Yontif itself we do rely on Hayo, and we do say the one is allowed to Mulacha, as long as the malacha that he's doing could possibly be used with Tzerech Echon Nefesh, L'chayr is based on that we said in the first Shir HaMayikatan. That the Ritva understands that one is allowed to be Tereach with Tzerech HaMayid is because the Yisoid that one is asked to be Tereach B'Mayid is because Tercha takes away from Simchas Yontif. And therefore, for the purpose of the Tercha, is to bring about Simchas Yontif, for example, if he's being Tereach or Tzerech HaMayid, for that reason one is allowed to be Tereach, because the Tercha itself brings to Simcha. But that is only if there is an actual Tzerech HaMayid involved in his Tercha. If he's actually being Tereach for the purpose of using the Tercha on Chol HaMayid. On the other hand, if let's say he's being Tereach Shul Tzerech HaMayid, even though he could possibly use the Tercha Tzerech HaMayid, for example, in our Gemara, that he's being mad lo Yirakas, he's watering Yirakas, even though the Yirakas that he's watering could possibly be eaten on Yontif, but if he's not doing the watering in order to eat the Yirakas on Chol HaMayid, there is no Simchas Yontif involved, which should allow one to be Tereach, because again, the whole Heter Tercha is based on that if he's being Tereach for Simchas Yontif, his tercha is not considered diminishing from Simchas Yontif. On the other hand, if he's not being tereach for the purpose of Chol HaMayid, then his tercha is diminishing from Simchas Yontif, and for that reason there is an iser of tercha even to be tereach in something that he could possibly eat. And for that reason we do not say hayo based on the iser of tercha. Now let's continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avinu v'Abba Teisfo Habo Kazli Bo'urcha. They saw someone drawing water on Chol HaMayid. Amar Rabba Teisfar Ravina Leisma Hashem, they put that person in Chirim. Amar Leva Tanya Madlin Leirakas Kedei La'ichon. You're allowed to Madlin Leirakas Kedei La'ichon. So Rabba Teisfar told Ravina Oh my mishabas, my madam, madam maya, my madwin, madwin shufi. In other words, there is no heter according to Rabbi Tosfa to be madla mayim, to draw water. The only heter is to take out some yurakas to enable the other yurakas to grow better. As we explained, b'shem the Ritva, the machlokes between Rabbi Tosfa and Ravina is that there is a heter to do mulacha to be tereach or tzirech echonefesh. Does that include even Terech Ruba, or only Terech Hazuta is included, and therefore only Shufei, which is considered Terech Hazuta, is Mutter V'Tzerech Hamayit? But that is only good if one understands, like the Ritva, that the actual Dlias Mayim, the actual drawing of water, is considered a Terech Ruba. On the other hand, like Rashi, and as we said before, B'Shem Ravid, Dlias Mayim, the drawing of water, is not considered a Terech Ruba. If so, how does one explain the machlekes between Ravina and Rabbi Tosfa? Just like Ravina holds that there's a heter to be doing a mayim, which is not considered a terech mubah terech hamayid, so too Rabbi Tosfa, who is mater shufei, should be mater dlias mayim as well. What is the difference between dlias mayim and shufei according to Rashi and the Raiva that understand that dlias mayim itself is not considered a terech mubah? L'chayr, according to Rashi and the Raiva, one has to say as follows. The Rabbi Tosfa understands that there's no heter even to be tereach a terech hazuta, again, if the tzerech hamayid is such a small tzerech, for example, mashke the yirokes k'dei la'ichon. On the other hand, shufei is mutter, either because shufei is considered tzerech hamayid, because again, he's being shelef, he's taking out the yirokes in order to eat them, and for that reason, it is considered enough of a tzerech to matter a terech hazuta. Or, as you find in Shulchan Aruch, and as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siman Tav Kof on Vavs of Katan Beis, that by Meleches Chol HaMoed, as long as one is not being mechaven to do a melacha, even if it is a psik resha that the melacha should happen, the melacha has to happen by Meleches Chol HaMoed, a davar sheni meskaven, even if it is a psik resha stomater. And for that reason over here, that he's being shelef yirakas in order to eat them, even though, by him taking out some yirakas, he is enabling the other yirakas to grow better, which on Shabbos is the Asur Midim Psik Resha, over here, as far as Meleches Chol HaMoed is concerned, there is no Isser whatsoever, because as far as Meleches Chol HaMoed is concerned, Davar Sheinu Meskaven, even where it is a Psik Resha, is still Mutter. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah Vein Oisin Ugis Al-Gafanim. The Gemara asks, "Ini for Yehuda Sharov Nebar Titoil Mevad Banki or Karmayan, Banki which are Ugias. He Yehuda was Mater Nebar Titoil to make Ugias." The Gemara answers like Kasha, "Habachadati, Habatiki. It depends if he's making Ugias for the first time or if the Ugias were previously made." Rashi explains the difference as follows: "Habachadati, Habatiki. That if it's new Ugias." So then there is a Terchem Ruba involved, and there is no Hetet between Terchem Ruba on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, Batiki, that there is no Terchem Ruba involved, therefore there is a Heter to make Ugyeis Batiki based on the fact that there is no Terchem Ruba involved if the Ugyeis were previously made. That is a Shita of Rashi. As we will see, the Mukyesef B'Shem HaRaivet seems to argue. Before we say the Mukyesef B'Shem HaRaivet, I'd like to go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, "Masaknan es mukolkelas amayid." You have to fix an amma that is mukolkelas during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara explains, "My mukolkelas." Amar Rabbi Shem Hoisa Muka Tafach. Let's say the amma was deep at Tafach. Ma'amida al shisha tfachim. You have to be ma'amid that amma al shisha tfachim. Then Mukiyes of Shem Ravid explains that we say that over here one needs the amma to be a muka tafach in order to be ma'amida al shisha tfachim. And yet before, the Mukyesev explains Chalati Atiki, that by Ugiyais, as long as part of the Ugiyais is still left, one is allowed to go and finish off the Ugiyais, and one does not need that the Ugiyais be Amuka Tafach, is based on the fact that by Amma, that is made for the water to flow through the Amma, one needs at least a Tafach in order to enable the flowing of the water. But over here by Ugiyais, that the water is stationary, the mashu sagiwu, one does not need a full shear of a tefach, even a mashu is enough. V'chira from the Mukyesef, one sees that the Mukyesef understands that the heter of Ugyes and the heter of Amma is based on the fact that he's only finishing off an ugia and an amma. In other words, the Isser Melacha on Chol Moed and Shvius only says he's not allowed to actually go and build an ugia and an amma. On the other hand, if the ugia and the amma already are here, and all he's doing is finishing off the ugia and the amma, that he is allowed to do on Chol Moed. And for that reason, as long as part of the ugia is still here, he's allowed to go and finish off the ugia. Because again, even a kosher was enough to be considered an ugia, and all he's doing is taking an ugia and fixing the ugia up and finishing the ugia off. He's not going and starting to build an ugia, because one has an ugia already. On the other hand, by amma, one needs a tefach, because if one went out of a tefach, there's no amma here whatsoever. And to go and build an amma is aser. That is a chiyah. How the Mukiyesef B'Shem Arayvid understands the heter of ugia and the heter of amma. With this, one can explain another ha'ara that we find that the Goyin asks in Shulchan Aruch. In the Mechaber, we find a tremendous chiddush as far as amma is concerned, which is based on Rashi and the Rif. Rashi and the Rif says that we find in our Gemara, that if the amma was a mukat tefach, he's allowed to be chayfer another five tefachim, is even if the amma was never deep six tefachim. If what's the amma was only always one tefach deep, he's allowed to go and dig another five tefachim, even though these five tefachim that he's digging were never dug before. On the other hand, as far as the ugias are concerned, the Mechaber says the heter of ugias is only by natiki. Only if the ugia was here already. He's not allowed to go and take a small ugia and enlarge a small ugia more than it was previously. Only in a ready-made ugia, he can go and remake that ugia. And the question is, what is the chilek between amma, the one is allowed to go in an extra five tefachim that were never dug before, and by ugia we say he's only allowed to dig what was dug previously? To answer this kasha, one can say as follows. Based again, as a mukiyesef b'shem arayva, that the heter of amma and ugia is because he's not building an amma and ugia for the first time. All he's doing is fixing up an already existing amma or an already existing ugia. Therefore, one can say as follows. As far as ugia is concerned, that there is no shear for an ugia, even a mashu is enough to be considered an ugia. There is no heter for him to dig more to make that ugia bigger, because again, the extra digging that he's digging is not considered tikkun of ugia. As far as ugia is concerned, an ugia does not have to be any deeper than a mashu. And for that reason, for him to go and dig and enlarge that ugia will be aser, because again, now he is going and making an ugia, and not just being mesaken an ugia. The only way for us to consider that he is being mesaken an ugia is only if he is remaking a previously existing ugia. Only then do we look at what he's doing as being mesaken an ugia. On the other hand, by amma, that the sheer amma shisha tefachim, then we say that as long as there's a tefach already here, the extra five tefachim are only a tikkun to the amma. Because again, for the amma to work, one needs six tefachim. And for that reason, as long as one is one tefach, one is allowed to enlarge the amma, and even to dig part of the amma that was never dug before. Because again, all he's doing is being mesaken in amma, because a sheer amma is six tefachim. That's okay, one can answer the shitza of the Mechaber.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.